Blog Talk Radio.
Officials are pondering the capacity.
From the California Central Valley, tonight the Modesto Maniacs host the Tucson Monsoon in IWFL action. Good evening, I'm Jeff Sheen, and we're just about ready for kickoff as Modesto will receive with the Monsoon kicking right to left. Welcome you into the game. The 0-1 Maniacs hosting the 1-0 Monsoon. And here's the kick, a short kick that will be taken by the up man. And she'll lose the ball, fall on top, and the Maniacs still have control. Number 19, Katie Ann Green, was the one coming up with it on the short kick, and it will be a 1st and 10 for the Maniacs. In their first game of the season, the Maniacs lost 71-0 to Tier 1 team Sacramento. Meanwhile, Tucson pulled out an 8-0 win in a rain-soaked game with monsoon-type conditions, scoring a touchdown and getting a safety against rival New Mexico. Split backs for the Maniacs. Receivers off to the left and the right. And here's a pitch, and we'll go an end around. Off to the right side. Well, for Tracy Wheelock, the second-year player for the Maniacs. They'll back on the yardage to this play. The flag turns out to be a face mask penalty. So a 12-yard pickup plus additional yardage. And that will take it over the midfield stripe as Modesto will run their second play from the 45-yard line of the Monsoon. Jennifer Hanua, the third-year quarterback for the Maniacs. Maniacs in the navy blue and red. Monsoon in the white and the black. Here's a runoff to the left side, trying to go to the sideline. Cuts up, gain of one, maybe, for Marissa Groh. Maniacs, most of their offense comes out of the split back set. A lot of running plays, although Hanula can throw the ball. In fact, in their first series in game number one for Modesto, they actually looked very strong using the passing attack. And then it fell apart for them right after that first series, as they just had no answer defensively for Sacramento. So Hanula up to the line under center. And she's back to pass, looking over to the right, throws over the head, and it will go to the receiver, up with the ball, and fails for a 16-yard gain. Casey Cabal is the one that ends it up with it, but the ball is intended for Kelly Sprague. It deflected off of Sprague's hand, and Cabal ended up with the ball and the completion. Sometimes better to be lucky than good there from Modesto. They get some good luck there, but heady play by Cabal to come up with that. Third-year wide receiver. Hanua under center, and this will be a handoff right up the gut, and pounding in is Marissa Rowe. So that will take the ball to the 5-yard line, as Modesto looks very strong. 12:25 into the first quarter in Modesto. Center Christy Alton gets up to the line first, then the rest of the team breaks the huddle and comes up. Hanula under center. And she's back to pass again, looking to the left, and it will be incomplete. The intended is to
the
third time.
So black helmets and black pants for the monsoon with the white jerseys and red numbers. And Modesto, who plays their home games at Modesto Christian High School, their uniforms are actually very similar to the Modesto Christian Crusaders. So here we are in April looking at a team uniform-wise that looks exactly like the one that you see in the fall in Modesto, California. Anuel under center. She loses the snap but falls on top, loss of about a yard. But the Maniacs will keep the ball. And that will bring out some new personnel. No score. Modesto on their first possession of the game. And it looks like we'll have a punt formation here as the Modesto player runs off the field to prevent too many men on the field. There will be a snap. It's a fake going to the near man, and she'll be knocked down for a loss of about six. A fake punt attempt as it went to Teresa Kidd. The kid couldn't break away and ended up losing yardage. So a turnover on downs will bring out Tucson on offense for the first time in this game. Clock is stopped at 11:20 in the first quarter. So what looked like a very strong drive for the Maniacs to start falls apart on that particular four downs. And let's see what Tucson can do on offense. Quarterback Danielle Rosado on the set. They run a split back offense as well. This will be handed off around the right side and a wrestle to the ground for a loss of one. That's Jessica. By Adams on that play. Actually, I gave the Maniacs a little too much credit on the yardage there. That will actually be a no gain rather than a loss of one. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line of the monsoon. 3-4 defense for Modesto, although they will put eight in the box. And here's Hurtado under center. They'll hand off again. This time it goes up the middle, tripped up, but still on her feet. The running back falls ahead for a gain of about eight. That was number 49 on the play. Tucson has different uniform numbers for home and away games, so we got those changes for the away uniform numbers, although 49 isn't on that roster, so we'll find out who that is as the game progresses. Split backs again for Tucson, third and two, and they'll hand off, and falling in the backfield is Lavigne. As great penetration by the Maniacs, and there's a flag on the play that will go against the monsoon. Let's see what this is. Possibly a hold. And it will be a hold against Tucson, and that will be declined, bringing up a fourth and two. And that will change up the unit as it looks like the monsoon will kick. Head coach Vincent Smith of Tucson, a former player for the Los Angeles Raiders. In that time, between their times in Oakland. Speaking of the Oakland Raiders, they surprised a lot of people today with their first-round draft pick, as a lot of people felt they overreached for a receiver from Maryland. They've been given a big fat F in the NFL draft thus far, have the Raiders. Here's the punt, and it will roll dead around the 28-yard line. Taking a knee is Wheelock, and that's where Modesto will start their second offensive series. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. 9:23 in the first quarter. There's no score. You're listening to IWFL Action. Jennifer Azula taking her offense back out on the field for the Maniacs. last night in IWFL action. It was the Miami Fury knocking off the Palm Beach Punishers 44-0. Here's Anula under center. Checks a receiver to the right. And it's a handoff going up the middle. Gives Tracy Wheel off. And she'll get about 2 yards on the play. A 4-4 defense for Tucson, almost begging Modesto to pass it more over the course of this game. We've already seen a very nifty completion for Modesto that went to Stacy Kofal. Here's Anula under center. And she'll throw, and it will be tipped and almost intercepted. Ball was intended for Kelly Sprague, and we saw that same pass play on the first offensive series for Modesto. Sprague knocked it up in the air, and her teammate Kofal came up with it for a pickup of about 17 yards. That time it tipped up and almost went to the receiver or the defensive back for Tucson. 3rd and 7, and a long 7 at that. 8:46 in the first quarter. Here's a handoff, trying to go up the middle, but met in the backfield for a loss of 1. Marissa Grove attempt, and she was knocked down by a slew of Tucson defenders, and that will bring up 4th and 8. And that'll create another punt situation for Modesto. Now, we saw on their first punt, it was actually a fake, but this deep into their own territory, you would assume that we'll see the first kick for the Maniacs. Staying about the 23-yard line is the punter, Nicole Roman, and she'll lose the snap. Now she's got to try and run with it, and she'll be dragged down a huge loss on the play, and Tucson will start 1st and 10 from the Modesto 17-yard line. Make that the 18-yard line. So a great opportunity here for the Monsoon. Danielle Hurtado coming out. Other scores from today in the IWFL. Dallas Diamond shut out the Shreveport Aftershock 59-0. Hurtado, three wide receivers off to the right and a running back right behind her, and there'll be a false start. Here on Tucson. That'll go against Della Lewis, the fifth-year player from Tucson. And that's a 1st and 15. Oh, 8 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. And we'll see the same offensive setup. Hurtado under center, one running back behind her, three wide receivers to the left. And it will be a throw to the running back, swinging out to the right side and knocked down right around the line of scrimmage. Number 30, Jessica Lavigne. So still a lot of yardage for Tucson to pick up. 2nd and 15 here on the no gain. It was a thrown pass. It would have, but you couldn't say it was a forward pass because it was behind the quarterback. So a throw over lateral, three wide receivers to the left, and to pass, throwing and complete. That's going to pick up practically all the yardage and get them almost to a first down, let's say at about the 10-yard line. So now all of a sudden, a 3rd and 1 for Tucson. They're deep inside Modesto territory. 3rd and a long 1. Split back, and Hurtado will hand off. Still on her feet is the running back, and dragged down by about 4 Modesto defenders, including Christy Lee Myatt. And they'll say maybe a gain of about a half yard. So now 4th and inches And Tucson is going to go for it. Hurtado checking with Coach Smith, runs in, gives the play to the huddle, and they'll go split backs. One receiver to the left, one to the right. And here's a run off to the left side. It's going to be a first down, and Moore still on her feet, diving for the end zone, and just short. So a first and goal for Tucson, and just missed a touchdown right there by inches. That was Jessica Lavigne on the play, their go-to running back. And it was Lavigne that scored the only touchdown for the Monsoon in their first game this season, in that 8-0 win over New Mexico. So split back set again, Hurtado under center, first goal, first and goal, and inches and jumping right in there. So the first 6 points in this game go to Tucson, and they'll go for the extra point. Modesto wasn't anywhere near Lavigne as the offensive line of Tucson did a great job clearing a hole. She just walked right in there. She could have walked all the way over to the concession stand at the far end of the end zone. Great job by the offensive line of the Monsoon right there. So here's Monica Soto on the extra point attempt. And the kick is up. And it might have actually been deflected a little as it was no good. The crowd here in Modesto reacting like it was a block kick. It was very close. It looked like she got it up, but maybe a finger on that play, and it will remain 6-0 Tucson. So 5:19 left in the first quarter, and Tucson draws 4-1 in this game. Fans, the Independent Women's Football League for the contest of the 2009 season. This season, fans will choose IWFL MVP of each game. Receive an IWFL wallpaper for their phone and will be entered into our fan contest. 5 randomly drawn lucky fans will win $100 cash prize to be awarded at the 2009 World Championship game. Those 5 lucky fans will also have a shot at winning $25,000 and $10,000 for their favorite IWFL player. Each IWFL game MVP will be announced on Friday following the games. Lines are open to vote your favorite player. Simply text IWFL MVP to 59925 and follow the directions to vote. So here's the kickoff for the Monsoon, and it will go out of bounds. So just after scoring and getting on the board first, Tucson kind of shoots themselves in the foot here with the kickoff going out of bounds, and that will give Modesto the ball. At the 35-yard line. Modesto breaks their huddle. The ball actually hasn't been placed yet, as the officials will confer. And they'll walk it up past the 35-yard line and move it up. So the Maniacs start first and 10 with just a little over 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Jennifer Hanula under center, and we'll have a false start as it looked like the left guard's head popped up just a second before that snap went off. So Modesto gives 5 yards back to the Monsoon after they gave up the yardage on the kickoff going out of bounds. Well, Modesto wins the manpower game as they dressed over 30 players for this game, 36 of them. Meanwhile, the Monsoon only bringing 21 here to Modesto from Tucson, and we'll have another false start called against the Maniacs, first and 20 from the 30-yard line now. A helter-skelter act for Modesto. Their first offensive series started off so strong, and then fizzled after they got into Tucson territory. And now here on their third offensive series, they can't even get a playoff with their first two plays going for false starts. Anula back to pass, looking over to the right, and incomplete off the fingertips of Stacey Cabal. Well, Cabal is definitely the go-to receiver for Anula. They've hooked up once, but they missed that time. Second and 20. As the clock stops at 5:14 on the incomplete pass. So Cabal will come off to the right again. Split backs in the backfield. And it will be a pitch going around to the right side and trying to cut up is Wheelock, but she'll be dragged down for a huge loss. Number 17, Mimi Thomas in on that tackle, as well as 69, Christina Ontiveros. Great pursuit by the Tucson defense there. And that will bring up third and a mile, third and 25 to be exact. Well, let's see what the Maniacs cook up here on this third and very, very long. Back to pass is Hanula, and she'll throw off to the right. Really overthrows Cabal. Maybe a communication problem there, because that was a big overthrow. You have to kind of wonder if maybe the route was supposed to be different, and they just didn't hook up for that reason. But Butch McNeil, they've at least been aggressive, letting Hanula use her arm. It paid dividends on that first offensive series, but a lot of misfires on the second and third offensive series for the Maniacs. So 4:30 left in the first quarter. 6-0 is the score as Tucson will get the ball back. Modesto looking to punt. And this time the punt will go off. Nice high punt, and it will take a good Modesto bounce. Bounces at the 40 of Tucson and will roll all the way to the 27-yard line. A great punt by Nicole. Three different punt attempts for this game for Modesto. The first one was a fake that went nowhere. The and there was a botched snap, and Roland couldn't hold on to the ball, and they lost a lot of yardage, which led to Tucson getting on the board first. And that time, just as good a punt attempt as you could possibly want, as the Monsoon will start deep in their own territory. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. So Danielle Hurtado comes under center. Both Modesto and Tucson run the same offensive setup. And this will go to Lavigne off to the right side. He'll get about 3 yards on the play. Looks like Lavigne will be the workhorse for this entire first quarter. A lot of plays going to her. I spoke to Coach Smith before the game, and he said that his Monsoon team, they're about 70-30% run pass. So you got to imagine we'll see Lavigne a lot over the course of this game. Second and 7 for the Monsoon. And here's a handoff to the left and dragged down right around the line of scrimmage. Should bring up a 3rd and 7.
Chris Myers with the tackle. Roman Esso.
Well, finally, the chain gang moves the line of scrimmage. It was actually a gain of about 2, or a gain of 1. We'll say 3rd and 6 for Tucson. Lavigne alone in the backfield. 3 wide receivers off to the right side. Untouched to the quarterback. Modesto. First year player for Modesto. Must be a 15-yard sack on that play. A great defensive effort. Adams was allowed to go from the left end position, untouched to the quarterback, and dragging down Hurtado. Danielle Hurtado didn't even have time to think on that play. Great pursuit by Adams, stuck with her, pulled her down by the jersey. So that brings up a fourth and very long, and that means punt time for Tucson. That kick will go straight up in the air, practically no yardage on the play, and it will bounce back for a Modesto bounce. Sometimes when the kicks go that short, they'll inadvertently hit the receiving team, and the kicking team ends up with the ball. It was really close to hitting a Modesto player, but it did not. So the Maniacs will start off first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Just a little over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter as Modesto looks to even the score, trailing 6-0. Christy Alton, the center, comes out of the huddle first. And Jennifer Hanula, the quarterback, now under center, looking to pass, throws left and throws short, incomplete. It was intended for Jen Darling, second-year wide receiver for the Maniacs, and that'll bring up a second and 10 for Modesto. So Hanula getting the new play from Coach O'Neill. Jennifer more likely keep with the play that's called from the sideline. She does have permission to audible, but it usually is just audible to change the pass route rather than actually change the whole play at the line of scrimmage. Here's a pitch off to the left side, and gaining a couple is Marissa Gross. We'll say a pickup of about 4 on the play. And that will bring up third down. 1:46 and rolling. Modesto looking to get on the board, trailing 6-0. Only score in this game, a run right up the middle on a first and goal inches by Lavigne. Extra point failed. That's how we're at 6-0. Split backs for Modesto on third down. And looking to pass off to the right and trying to go complete the call. A lot of banging around there, but called. Modesto looking for the flag, although they really weren't really strongly lobbying for it. So I think even they felt that it was solid contact, letting players play. And with that incomplete pass, that brings up fourth down, and Modesto will kick. Interesting move here by Coach O'Neill. Ball is actually at the 22-yard line. And it'll be a fake punt attempt, throwing to the end zone and incomplete, overthrown to Jennifer Darling. It was a direct snap with Teresa Kidd rather than the punter Nicole Roman, the same punt fake that we saw on their first offensive series, almost around the same area of the field, and both times it had not worked. That time at least Kidd could throw the ball. Before, she didn't even have a chance to throw that ball. But she overthrows Darling, and now it will be first and 10 for the Monsoon from their 22-yard line. A 3 wide receiver set here, 2 off to the left, 1 to the right, and Hurtado will hand off up the middle to Lavigne. She'll chew up a bunch of yardage before being dragged down by 4 defenders from Modesto. Looks like a gain of about 8, bringing up a 2nd and 2. So that formation that you might see every Saturday in college football, in fact, even the NFL, you're seeing them use it most, that spread offense where you have 3 wide receivers and 1 running back. That was the look that Tucson gave Modesto, and they took advantage of that spread and allowed Lavigne to just run straight up the middle and gain 8 before she was even knocked down. So go back to the split back look here. Hurtado under center. A fake to Lavigne. On a big of the game. Well, when they go to split back and Hurtado's under center, they are missing, blocking Tracy Adams because she has gone right at the quarterback without anyone even looking in her direction. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. So after one, it's 6-0 Tucson, with Modesto with a lot of momentum after that huge sack by Tracy Adams. Other scores across the IWFL today, the Atlanta Explosion knocked off the Chattanooga Locomotion 28-6. The Boston Militia knock off the New York Sharks 21-7. The New York Nemesis squeaked by the Montreal Blitz 14-7. There was a shutout for the Pittsburgh Passion as they shut out the Baltimore Nighthawks 49-0. And the Manchester Freedom also shutting out the Central Pennsylvania Vipers. Manchester Freedom 46, Vipers nothing. So we're here in Modesto, California for the second game of the season for both the Maniac and the Monsoon. Next game for Modesto will be their first road game. They'll have three road games in a row, but their first road game is against the Southern California Breakers. Meanwhile, Tucson will take on their arch rival, the New Mexico Menace, and this time they'll go to New Mexico. So the first play of the second quarter, 3rd and 10, Hurtado under center, looking to throw right. Deflected and intercepted. Throwing off her back. On straight up in the air because she was on her back foot, and it would be picked off by number 44, Christy Lee Myatt. Myatt came up with it, and Modesto gets the ball back to start off the second quarter. 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line of Tucson. Well, the last couple of plays on defense, the Maniacs showing that they can get into that backfield pretty easily. So we'll see what adjustment Coach Smith of the Monsoon comes up with to try and get some more protection for his quarterback. Jennifer Hanula under center, and it will be a pitch going off to the right side, number 45, cuts up, and near the first down marker, defenders, Tracy Wheelock. An impressive bit of running. They've used that sweep play a lot, and Wheelock was able to cut it up to gain even more yards. 9 yards on the play, so 2nd and 1 for the Maniacs. Go fall off to the left. And here, back to pass. And the ball is loose. Looks like that we might see a sack, but the ball went loose. And it looks like Modesto recovered. It looked for a second that maybe because of the throwing motion that it might have been called an incomplete pass, but the officials did say it was a fumble. So Modesto lost the ball there. Penetration by Tucson there. And Panula avoids the sack, but she actually might have been better off taking the sack. As Modesto lost about 4 yards, so now a 3rd and 5 for the Maniac. There's a pickoff to the left, and the ball will be fumbled. Panula will fall on top of it. Another huge loss in bondage. And that will bring up 4th and about 13. It was a pitch attempt off to the left. It looked like they were going to try that sweep play again. They've been running it off to the right for the entire game, so they're looking to change it up, go left with it. But the running back couldn't hold on to the ball. And if it wasn't for Hanula, Tucson might have been able to pick that up and take it all the way to the end zone. So here's a 4th and 12, and Modesto's going to go for it. Hanula's under center, and she's back to pass, looking right, and it'll be incomplete. attempted for Jennifer Darling. And those two, Hanula and Darling, have not been able to hook up. Tried about three different times to run that play. But each time, the ball isn't even near where Darling is standing. So either a problem with the route or not enough time to let the play commence. Both teams' defense is doing a solid job getting into the backfield. The quarterbacks have not had a lot of time to be able to run a pass. So the turnover on downs brings up the 33-yard line. 12:40 to go in the first half, and the Monsoon looking to add on to their 6-0 lead. Two wide receivers off to the right, one to the left, throwing deep and really overthrowing the intended receiver is Hurtado. It was attempted for Thomas. And there's a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to be a roughing the passer against the Maniacs. So Tucson gained about all the yardage that they were trying for on that big pass play, a 15-yard infraction against Modesto, and that will take the ball almost to the midfield stripe. First and 10 from the Tucson 48. Modesto coaches here on the near sideline giving an earful to their players about playing smart. When you see an infraction like that, usually it's somebody losing their head. Back to pass, Hurtado throwing left, overthrows the receiver. Looks like there was a communication issue there as it was well overthrown. The intended receiver was Rebecca Lewis. And that'll bring up second and 10. So it's starting to become dusk here in the California Central Valley. As I'm sure the lights will be turned on in just a couple of minutes. We absolutely will finish this game in darkness. There's no doubt about it. Probably only about 15 more minutes of sunlight, if that. Hurtado under center. Spread offense here again. And the ball will go up the middle to Lavigne, and she'll gain about 4 yards on the play. Well, talking to Coach Smith before this game for Tucson, he said most of the time they run that split back with the two backs in the backfield and one receiver off each side. But we've seen the spread look a lot in their last two offensive possessions with the two wide receivers off to one side, another one off to the other, and a single back look. That is a popular formation in high school, college, especially if you have a weak offensive line, if you can spread that field and give the defense all sorts of different looks. Another final from across the IWFL tonight, the Wisconsin Warriors shut out Iowa Crush 30-0. We've seen a lot of shutouts. So a lot of great performances across the league with shutouts. The D.C. Divas shut out the Detroit Demolition 35-0. The game was actually stopped at the half due to severe weather. I'm sure there's some sort of comical thing that could be said with divas and severe weather and something, but I'm not clever, nor am I sharp, so I will not attempt to do so. There's actually a stop at the play here in Modesto right now if we have an injured player. Don't have the number. And once again, some of these things can just in football, players can be shaken up, and then all of a sudden you're totally fine. So the rule of thumb is you don't start chirping about which player is lying on the ground and how bad it looks and scare their family.
Only to have them jump right up and run off the field. So I might not be clever, but I am responsible. 12:20 left in the first half, 6-0 Tucson. The Modesto Maniacs is actually co-owned by a radio legend here in the Modesto area, Randy Bubba Black of the country music station here in Modesto on 103.3.
And there's been a lot of talk of the Modesto Maniac on that country station. As who knows better what's going on with the team than the man that co-owns them. So the injured player is Katie Ann Green, as she'll be helped off the field. She's up on her feet and walking it off. Looks like it might be an ankle, not too severe. They're just going to take her off here, probably take a look at it. She was walking at first. Now she's limping a little, but doesn't look like a serious, serious injury. Just something that needs medical attention, which you're going to get in football. Third and 7 for Tucson. Danielle Hurtado, the quarterback of the Monsoon, under center with two running backs behind her. And it will be a handoff to Lavigne off the right side, still on her feet, and will be tackled forward to get the first down.
First down.
So Lavigne has been very good in this game. We knew that we were going to see a lot of running plays for the Monsoon, but practically every single one of them has gone to Jessica Lavigne, and she picks up the first down. First and 10 from the Modesto 42. Hurtado under center. She wears number 3 for home games. She'll wear number 14 for away games. And we'll have some movement up on the line. It was Keisha Walker of Modesto that ran in, and she might have drawn the Monsoon into a false start. She did. Walker ran to the line and stood right at that line of scrimmage, and I think it really spooked some of the Tucson players because they had about 2 offensive linemen that jumped at the same time. So a great job by Walker there on the defense to bring up a penalty. First and 15 for the Monsoon as they almost go back to the midfield strike. Here's the next play, a running attempt flagged down in the backfield. Tracy Adams of Modesto bringing down the Tucson running back, and that will be a huge loss of yards. That will bring up about 2nd and 18. And with that tackle in the backfield by Adams, it will actually bring the ball back into Tucson territory. 2nd and 18 from the 49-yard line. So they'll go with 3 wide receivers this time, all of them off to the right side. Hurtado looking to pass, and it will be intercepted. Modesto still with the ball on her feet is number 84 and down after the interception. Great job by Jerry Selby. And that'll bring up a 1st and 10 for the Maniacs. It was Selby just standing right in front of the pass attempt. Took it all the way into her body and started running with it, gained a couple extra yards. So here's the first play of the offense. A sweet play for Wheelock. Right down in the back here, but don't stay on her feet. Still on her feet, off to the left side. Tries to chip on the defensive player, Thomas of Tucson. She'll gain about 10 yards, but there was a block in the back by Modesto, so this should come back. Wheelock ran off to the right on that sweep play that we've seen so many times for the Maniacs. Ran into about 4 defenders of Tucson, came all the way back to the left side. And unfortunately for the Maniacs, it looks like a lot of the room that she received on the left side was caused by that block in the back. The officials are concerned about it. Maybe they're going to decide whether or not it actually was a legal block or not. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say it was a legal block. So the ball right near the first down marker might be about a yard short, but Modesto will take it into Tucson territory on that great play by Wheelock. 10:08 left in the first half as Modesto's looking to get on the board. Tucson leads 6-0. So 2nd and 1. Jennifer Hanula, the quarterback, under center, looking to pass.
Almost intercepted. In a Tucson defender's hand on the overthrow by Hanula. And that brings up 3rd and 1. Modesto's had all of their drives stall.
Let's see if they can get another set of downs here on 3rd and 1. To fall off to the near sideline on the left. And it will be a pitch to Wheelock
off to that right side. And she'll be hit. A huge hit by number 17. The third player from Tucson.
Got great penetration into the backfield. Lots of soar. And that brings up 4th and 5 from the 50-yard line. And Modesto is going to go for it. Hanula runs back out. A couple of players were running off thinking that that was going to bring up a punt attempt for Modesto. But they were sent right back out onto the field for the Maniacs. 4th and 5. Gafal off to the left. Jennifer Darling on the right. Hanula under center. 4th and 5. And it'll be handed off straight up the middle. Runs into a host of defenders. That was Wheel off the middle. Gain of about 2. So she brought it back into Tucson territory. But it will be a turnover on downs. 1st and 10 from the 48-yard line of Tucson. 8:40 and rolling here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. 6-0 the lead for the Monsoon. Danielle Hurtado under center with split backs behind her, and it will go to Jessica Lavigne again, runs off between tackle and guard on the left side for a gain of about 8. We'll make it 7. That will bring up 2nd and 3. As the lights come on here at the field, as we approach sunset in California, wherever you may be across the country, thanks for listening. The Modesto Maniacs hosting the Tucson Monsoon. Modesto lost their first game to Sacramento, while the Monsoon beat their rival New Mexico in their first game. Here's another handoff to Lavigne. She gets tripped up a little, but she might have enough to get past the first down marker, and she does. 1st and 10 for Tucson. Well, they only dressed 21 players, and their away uniforms have different numbers than their home uniforms. But Tucson, the players that did come up here, have been very good, especially Jessica Lavigne. Second-year player for the Monsoon, and she'll be in the backfield again, right behind Hurtado. 1st and 10. And it will be a run. Stood up almost immediately. Defensive play. Gain of about 2 on the play. And that'll bring up 2nd and 8. 6:30 and rolling. 6-0. Tucson looking to add to their lead before the end of the half. Modesto plays a 3-4 defense. And that will be their set here as well. They have all 4 linebackers stood up, but they're really crowding the line because they know that there are going to be a lot of running plays for Lavigne. And she'll go off to the right side. A lot of room again. Still on her feet. Gets some blockers. Gets some defenders. And driven out of bounds. after a first down,
Jessica Levitsky
has been the
offensive weapon in this game for either team.
Levitsky took it all the way down to the 27-yard line, first and 10 for Tucson, with just under 6 minutes left in the half. Well, a 3-4 defense for Modesto, but you have to wonder if Coach O'Neill might start putting a couple of safeties up and putting 8 or even 9 in the box the way that this team can run. Here's a whistle on the play. A flag wasn't thrown. Whistle. Maybe the official's making sure that everything's set or counting number of players. Looks like both teams are good. And the clock will start rolling again. Looks like the sideline official might have jumped the gun there in terms of too many men on the field, which was not the case. Here's Hurtado handing off and dragged down immediately. Another great job by Tracy Adams. We've heard her name a bunch defensively for Modesto. If there's penetration into the backfield to stop a Tucson running back, we've called Tracy Adams in. Thus far, she has been the best player on defense for Modesto by far. So Tucson back up to the line, Hurtado under center. On the 2nd and 8. And there will be another handoff going off the left side and brought down immediately. It seems like
if the ball doesn't go to Jessica Levitsky at running back, if it goes to anybody else, Tucson doesn't want to
run out of energy for their star running back before the first half is even over. So you got to give Modesto different looks. But the most success is when you put it in the hands of number 30. 3rd and 7 for Tucson. Clock rolling at 3:42. And the ball will go to Levigny off the left side. Stood up by Tracy Adams after a gain of about 2. And that will bring up 4th and 5. Adams plays on that right side of the defense, and it seems like that is not the place to go. She's having one heck of a game tonight. And with 4th and 5, Tucson will go for it. Adriano will make that Thomas off to the right side. Hurtado under center with Levigny right behind her, and it will go to Levigny off to the right. At the line of scrimmage by Brandy Simons, or Simmons, the third-year player from Modesto, and that's the turnover.
Simmons just
tackled
Brandy Levigny up. Well done by the Maniac defense. And we've seen great defense on both sides of the ball. A 6-0 game. And the one touchdown this game for Tucson came after Modesto made some mistakes which led Tucson start their offensive drive deep in Modesto's territory. So here's that handoff to Wheelock off the left side. She'll be
dragged down after a gain of about 5. And the ball's on the ground. And they're going to call a fumble, and Tucson recovers. Well, there was no indication by the officials to start. Wheelock went to the ground. It looked like it was just going to be a gain of 5. Then all of a sudden, the officials decided that it had been turned over to Tucson. And the Monsoon got the ball back. 2:44 left in the first half. 6-0 Monsoon as they're looking to add on. I just said before, the only touchdown in this game came after Modesto made some errors, made some mistakes, which led the Monsoon to start their offensive drive deep in Modesto territory, and that's exactly what's going to happen again here. Starting from the 27-yard line of Modesto, Hurtado back to pass, and she'll throw incomplete. The intended receiver was Thomas. Clock is stopped at 2:39. And there'll be a timeout as Modesto will call their first timeout of the game. 6-0 Tucson. In a defensive battle here in Modesto, California. Don't forget, the Independent Women's Football League is pleased to announce 2009. The IWFL MVP will be chosen by for each game. Where you can win $100 at the 2009 World Championship game. Those five fans will also have a shot at winning a $25,000 grand prize and IWFL. Lines are open right now to vote for your favorite player. Simply text IWFL to 5925.
Follow the directions. Vote. Vote right now. Back to my vote, which I think I will do at halftime, and be for Jessica Levine of Tucson. She has been the offensive weapon in this defensive battle.
And the
ball will go to her on the 2nd and 10.
And on her feet, onto the left side. And she'll be driving down after a game. Well, she gains yardage in chunks. 2:20 left in the first half. Actually, give her an extra yard. 6-yard pickup brings up 3rd and 4. Danielle Hurtado, the first-year quarterback for Tucson, under center. Lavigne right behind her, and we'll see another false start. Clock will stop with 2 minutes left. That has been the Achilles heel of the Monsoon. They have had a number of false starts across their offensive line, and it looks like we might even have a timeout call. We'll call 2:01. The clock did get stopped at 2 minutes. Wasn't sure if we had an extra tick there before we got a stoppage warning, but here it is.
So,
3rd and 8 coming up
for the Monsoon.
They lead 6-0, the one touchdown in this game, coming on a 1-yard run by Jessica Lavigne.
Yes, the one is down.
Deflected, and that's been the only score. The interesting point about the Jetsons offense is that they've kind of had a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing going. They'll have a couple of great plays in a row, and then it will absolutely stall out. So their momentum can be cut really quick. For Tucson, they've been getting great yardage time and again by Jessica Lavigne, their running back. But they've really stalled most of their drives by false starts on their offensive line. Start, it's usually two players.
Here's Hurtado, under center, rolling right, looking to keep it.
First time we've called her number, the third-year defensive lineman for the Maniacs. It looked like it was going to be a quarterback keeper running off
the right side. But Modesto had that one dipped out. And And the Monsoon have a fourth and about 16. So Coach O'Neal calling the timeout, figuring out what they're going to do. Did they stop them on a
turnover on downs? Because it looks like most of the offensive players for Tucson are still out there. I'm
trying to locate
Hurtado, the quarterback. This actually looks like it's going to be a punt attempt. So even though they're in Modesto territory with a 4th and 16 from the 34-yard line with only 1:38 left in the first half, Coach Smith is going to play conservatively, kick the ball away, try and make Modesto earn some extra yards. So here's the punt. Back deep is Wheelock for Modesto. And they might be trying to draw. Here's the snap. I thought they might be trying to draw him offside. And here's a punt. Low punt. Takes a Tucson roll all the way to the 1 yard line. Where a
It was a low spiral punt. And it looked like it would roll all the way into the end zone, and then right after the 5 yard line, ball
just started to go dead and stopped at the one. So Modesto, if they're going to score before the end of this half, is going to have to go 99 yards to do it. 1:28 left in the half, 6-0 Tucson, and the Maniacs have the ball at their 1 yard line.
First punt attempt
for Tucson, the ball went straight up in the air as they might have gotten 5 yards on the punt that time. Great job. A 38-yard punt from the shotgun in the end zone. Hanula looking to throw and off the fingertip. If Darling makes that catch, she actually
might have gone all the way to the end zone. She had about 2 steps on the defensive back.
So second and 10 from the 1 yard line. Panula will go from the shotgun again. Here's the snap. It'll be handed off and dragged down right near the goal line. The officials are going to say that
the running back did make it out of the end zone. It was
really close. Wheelock took the ball
about halfway in
the end zone and came very close to being tackled for a safety, and Tucson will take a timeout here. Well, that's just about as close as you can get to getting a safety and not getting one for Tucson. Clock has stopped. 1:19 left in the half. At halftime, we're going to and to listen to the second half, you'll have to click part two on WFB Talk, and that will continue about 15 minutes after we stop here in the first half. So we'll give you an exact count when the halftime actually comes up, but you will have to click on part two. Around 8:30 that you can expect to click it. So Modesto, third down. Jennifer Hanula standing in her end zone, and she'll throw out to the left. It will be complete to Kafal. And a great defensive effort there by Thomas.
Kafal and get a little bit of breathing room does Modesto.
So they gain about 4 yards on that play, bringing it out to the 5 yard line. And Kafal was pushed out of bounds, so that stopped the clock at 1:12. So let's see what Modesto does here, deep, deep, deep in their own territory. They had a very impressive punt attempt but they won't punt. Hanua is in shotgun again, standing in her end zone, looking to pass again, and he'll go off to the right. Incomplete to Darling again. It looked like she wanted to throw an inside route,
but the ball was thrown off the outside, so Darling had to
spin to get it and fell down as she was trying to complete the pass. Incomplete. And now Modesto has allowed Tucson to start first and 10 from the 4-yard line.
So first and goal as Tucson looks to build on their 6-0
lead. Nice size crowd for the home team here in Modesto. And they're a little silent right now with their team looking to stop a first and goal with a 1:06 left in the first half. And we have a flag on the play. Looks like too many men on the field. So that will be half the distance to the goal. The good news is when you're this close to your own goal line, a defensive penalty only affects you so much, gaining about 2 yards on that penalty. So first and goal from the 2-yard line. Here's Lavigne off the right side, diving in. Tucson. 6 points, Jessica Lavigne, her second touchdown in this game. She has accounted for all the offense for the Monsoon. It's 12-0. And Monica Soto stands out on the field, so it looks like we'll have an extra point attempt. Sometimes in a 12-0 situation, you'll see the team go for two, try and make it a 2-touchdown game. And I stand corrected, Soto was out there, but to block, it'll be Hurtado under center, handing off to Lavigne, right near the goal line. No!
And that will make it 12-0.
One time they went for an extra point attempt, couldn't get it. That time they went for 2 points, and Lavigne was actually stopped. So 12-0 on Tune with 1:01 left in the first half. Well, when you consider that the Modesto Maniacs played the Tier 1 Sacramento team last in their first game and lost 70-0. Up in team with the upcoming halftime, the fact that they're very competitive in this game. That's pretty good for Modesto. Although you have to wonder if Coach O'Neill wants to do the encouraging talk rather than talk to his team about getting something done offensively. Here's the kick. It will roll around the ground, picked up by Teresa Kidd on the far sideline. Still stays on her feet, and now she'll be dragged down by three defenders. Kind of naked shape over near on that far sideline.
That's a yard or two by doing that. It'll be first down, 48 seconds left in the first half, first and 10 from the 37-yard line.
And that's Modesto. Well, we saw open receiver when Modesto was trying to get out of their own end zone and just couldn't sync up with those open receivers. Let's see if the Maniacs have any better luck here. With Hanula working from the shotgun again. Looking
to pass off to the left, throws.
Intended for Cabal, and it will be thrown over her head, bringing up a second down. Deanna Grimstead there to break up the pass attempt by Modesto. Cabal off on the near sideline, shotgun for Hanula, has it, looking to pass deep, throwing along the right side, and incomplete again to Jennifer Darling. This time, Darling was covered by two defensive backs. 39 seconds left in the first half, 12-0, Tucson. Shotgun again for Hanula. Looking off to the right. Picked off by Tucson. Along the far sideline into Modesto territory.
And finally stepped out at the 32-yard line.
That was number 41, Diana Benson, with the interception and return. And that'll bring up a first and 10 for the Monsoon with 27 seconds left. So let's see what Vincent Smith does as head coach of the Monsoon. Do they try and add to their lead, or do they just go into halftime up 12-0? Looks like they're going to go for it. Three wide receivers on the right side. And Hurtado under center looking to pass. And it is picked, almost picked off.
He picked the pass up in the air. And it looks like
Keisha Walker of the Maniacs almost came up with the interception. So let's see if that scares Tucson into maybe taking a knee and bringing it into halftime. They're leading 12-0. Both touchdowns coming from Jessica Lavigne, who's been the offensive standout for either team in this game. Same setup, three wide receivers to the right, including Thomas on the far right side. Back to pass again, looking to throw deep, and overthrows Thomas by about a yard. So both times, Tammy Thomas has been, looked like the go-to player on a pass play.
It just hasn't picked up
between her and Danielle Hurtado, the quarterback. Third and 10. 19 seconds left in the first half. Well, Coach Smith, he just doesn't want to go into the locker room up 12-0. They're trying to add another score. Three wide receivers to the right again. This time it will be handed off to Lavigne. She'll go up the middle, still on her feet. Host of defenders dragging her down, but she'll gain a first down. She brings it all the way to the 20-yard line, and Tucson will call another timeout with 9 seconds left in the first half. Once again, you need to run various plays. You can't just keep running the same play. You've got to give the defense different looks. But every single successful offensive play for Tucson has been a run to Jessica Lavigne.
He runs it left. He runs it up the middle. He runs it to the right. But she has been the constant. And that's why
she's been rewarded with two touchdowns also. She gets
started on the offensive drive. That's who first goes to short yardage in
goal situation that Tucson has had. He'll call number 30. Obviously, saying to his player, Jessica, you've gotten this far. You don't want to punch it in. Split back this time. Under center is Hurtado. She's looking to pass again. Throws over the middle, and she'll throw to nobody. That'll stop the clock with 5 seconds left. So will we see a throw into the end zone, or do you just give it to Jessica Lavigne and see if she can do something with it from the 20-yard line? Twelve nothing Tucson. Two wide receivers.
Split backs.
Hurtado under center, looking to build on their 12-0 lead. A handoff off to the left side and hit after a gain of about 5. And that should be the final play.
And it is. Triple. Tucson has taken the lead. with Tucson leading Modesto 12-0.
Once again, we'll take a break here for halftime. The second half will come back in about 15 minutes, around 8:30, or 8:30 Modesto time. And you will have to hit part two on WSB Talk to get the second half. So very simple. You'll just look to click part two. We'll be back at 8:30 local time. So if you're back on the East Coast, that'll be 11:30. So you can listen to the game while you're watching Saturday Night Live. You could do both. Or you could call in. If you can't click on part two or you just want to call in,
I forgot. I didn't want to call in this early.